For a number of years now, visitors in Prague have been able to view public sculpture in and around Wenceslas Square throughout the summer months. Titled Sculpture Grand, the exhibition features truly massive works that rise up above the traffic. This year, it particularly made headlines through work by legendary American artist Dennis Oppenheim. Generally, public reaction has been positive. Most people told Radio Prague's Jan Wellinger they enjoyed the show overall, stressing it was a great opportunity to view abstract art.
I like it because I like a lot contemporary art, and I think it's a good thing that the city is involved in all these things. It's a good material, I think it's a different material, so that's good.
Yes, I enjoy it, but my opinion is that those sculptures doesn't belong here. We should put them on other place, you know.
What other place?
Outside, but not in the city center.
Why is that? Do you think that they clash with some of the surroundings?
Yes, exactly. Because this is the historic center and they should put them somewhere else.
I like this sculpture. I'm aware that it's here and I think that it's good that we can see recent work. It's good for tourists as well. I like it.
Kvůli turistům, že když sem jdou, tak jako vidí, že nějakou tu tvorbu a dobrý je to, líbí se mi to.
Well, Jan Wellinger has returned from the streets of Prague and is with me here now in the studio. Jan, September 26th is the final day of Sculpture Grand, but it's not over yet, is it?
No, it isn't, Ian. Indeed, there's one final event left, and that's one final sculpture, which is going to be on view today. It's only going to be completed on Tuesday. Since Monday, the well-known Czech composer and visual artist Vladimir Franz has been busy at work on Wenceslas Square, and his work has already drawn many curious onlookers. What he's been working on is a final temporary piece resembling a giant sandcastle, really a kind of ziggurat, a spiraling tower. The artist told me that it's in honor of the upcoming anniversary of the founding of Czechoslovakia, as well as the close of Sculpture Grand. And now there are some 15 tons of sand that were delivered on the spot on the square, and Mr. Franz was helped by art students Monday, and I was able to talk to him just shortly after he'd begun to dig in.
It is some will be like Babylonic tower from sand, yeah. It means that sand is not a material which is for even, and it is also principle of children play. This principle is very important for all branches of life of people, politics, and in art, but also in financial life, in everything. People are very much serious, From it, this civilization is inhuman, and this principle is very, very important. It will be finished tomorrow evening, and then will come a dancing group and destroyed this sculpture by dance.
So, Jan, it should be a dramatic ending to this sculpture festival.
Most definitely. The creative destruction of the piece will include original music by Mr. Franz. He told me that the music has motifs from important Czech compositions by composers like Dvořák, Janáček, and Suk. And he called the music apocalyptic material. I also spoke to curator Olga Dvořáková, who told me that it was a suitable way to end Sculpture Grand.
At 6 o'clock in the evening, we will be all there, also with the Lord Mayor of Prague, Mr. Pavel Bem, and we will give the word, and then we will destroy the sculpture. The sculpture will be finished just 1 minute, and then we will destroy it.
So, curator Olga Dvořáková, and she and other organizers expect that a lot of people will be drawn to the final act, so to speak, from people who have either already read about it or simply many passers-by who will be on the square this evening, Tuesday evening. Vladimir Franz is one of the country's more daring artistic figures, so it should be interesting, and it should be interesting to see how the Dua dance group demolished the final ziggurat. Olga Dvořáková said that the final piece will be professional in terms of sound, and already some of the people I spoke to are looking forward to it.
I read already the article on the fence, so I think it's pretty nice, crazy, you know. I'm gonna see it.